Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't seen you around the way.
Not around the way no more. You wanna find me? I'm right here.
Hey, yo, remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks. Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't got to take it to the streets. All right, let's do it.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
The life we live is our living testimony.
We ain't gonna have nothing but the realness. You know how I get down.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show with Mr. Mug and Mike Bill.
Sorry, we had a little technical difficulties on my end, but we here. We in the building. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? This is your boy, Mike Real, in the building. But you know what
okay,
I say.
Okay.
You can call me Mister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Then for our loyal listeners that tuned in, you know, usually we were very much on time. We had technical difficulty this week, but we're good. We're here. I think it's 3 minutes behind schedule, but we're going to make it right. We're going to do what we do. This is what we are. So what's going on, brother? How was your week?
Oh, man, you know how it was for me. I mean, it started out pretty good. I mean, you know, first of all, this is our first show, and we didn't have a show last week because, you know, we had some family issues with, you know, within the family. That had to get dealt with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so everything,
exactly.
You know, everything's going positive on that end. But, you know, I spent some time with family over the weekend. But then you know how it went for me. I had a couple of bad luck days. You know, I feel you a little behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, man, all good. I'm still blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, man. Same here, man. You know, just... You know, staying focused, man, just doing what we're doing with family. As you know, last week we had to have family business, you know. Big salute to Sig for tuning in, you know, like she indicated, like she said, it's about family. You got to take care of family. Sometimes you got to drop what you're doing, take care of family. But then when sometimes you do take care of family, they don't take care of you back. But that's a whole other show, another topic.
That's a whole other show.
But however, we wanted to start the show off. Mike, who are we going to salute to? We're affiliated, you know, we're affiliated. You know, you want to let the listeners know?
Oh, yeah. I just want to let everybody know, you know, we did make that announcement on our last show that we're now going to be carried down there in Louisiana. I'm waiting for the official date, but she's going to start carrying us down there in August. So when she hit me back with the official date and everything, I'm going to share that with you guys via the website and on the show, and we're going to pump that real hard. Shout out to our girl down there in Louisiana, Simone, and Rebirth Radio and Rebirth Magazine, you know, because that's going to be our affiliation down there now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. And, oh, yeah, listen, you know, for those who got affected by the weather situation, our prayers are with you, support is with you as always. You know, people talk about support, that's one thing, but you got to understand from their perspective what they go through. So, you know, our hearts
no
in and our support is with you. No doubt, definitely.
I forgot to tell you, I actually sent her a message tonight just to let her know, you know, just checking up on her, making sure everything was good, and letting her know our prayers were with her, you know, but she
will
be back, everything's good down there, but again, big shout out to them down there, you know, hope everything is well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, tonight, you know, we're gonna throw a little music, you know, indication in there, you know. Mike, I'm sorry I couldn't get that sound effect you want. I was sitting there fighting, trying to hurry behind the scenes and get that done. But, you know, we go and do what we do here, you know. But once again, for those listening to the show, and you know, you're listening to the Unconcealed Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nash, and of course the one and only Mike Real. You know, we holding down Jersey, uh-huh, in the New York area, but of course we're being affiliated and carrying in the Louisiana area. So salute to all those listening. Also, all my people in Philly. We just got the North Carolina squad, Atlanta,
Georgia.
We appreciate everybody that does tune in. You know, from my understanding, you know, we may even have some overseas listening. So we salute to you.
Okay.
So tonight's topic. So what we're gonna do is, before we even drop the name of the topic, for those who've been following, we're gonna drop this song. When we come out this song, we're gonna talk about it. So let's just go into a little brief. What do you think?
Let me put some butter on the bread before we hit him with the sizzle. All right. We took a little break last week, but we were still kind of working behind the scenes, trying to improve our show. So Mr. Nas and myself came up with the idea. You know, we're both heavily in the music with music in our background, but we didn't really bring any music to the show. So we're going to start hitting you guys with a little music during the show, just to break it up a little bit, because some of our shows can be real serious. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to step back a little bit and then jump right back in. So, you know, we're going to start the show off with what we call a little feel-good music. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
exactly.
It's going to be...
Just a little bit. And, it's, you know, it's not particularly just one genre. You know, hell, it can be R&B. It can be slow joint. It can be... country, for all we know. You know, it could be a rock joint, or it could be some that blue-eyed soul, you know. But, you know, we're going to mix it up, but it's that feel-good music, you know. But because, you know, music is a reflection of our lives that we live in, you know. So that's what you're trying to do, because this is who we are. This is what we bring to the table. This is, you know, this is my man, Mike Riley, or Mr. Nash. So, you know, without no further ado, let's drop one song, and then let's jump into this topic. I know we're behind schedule, but I think we should. Let's go into it.
I don't want to wait on this parade, but I'm starting to question the love that was made. I'm not looking for just an affair. Want a love that is based on the truth, not just dead.
I'm not hurt by pride. It's right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down.
But if you want my heart, then it's time that you die.
To act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
You'll see now as you speak louder words. So don't just say things that I've already heard. I want to body without your soul. I don't want a love who will come and go.
Not hurt my pride if right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down.
But if you want my heart, then it's time that you die.
You act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
If you need me,
prove it.
If you need me,
say it.
If you trust me,
do it.
If you want me,
show it.
Do it,
show it, show it, show it. Prove it.
Woo! I had to drop the acapella because there's a reason why I picked that song, and there's a reason why we went there. And I'm going to tell you why. Sometimes we got to take the background music out to see the bigger picture here, to hear the words. Listen.
That's
hear
right.
the words. So it's kind of a, this may be deep for some of y'all. We went acapella because we want you to hear the words and not pay attention to the background. So we're going to tie that into the topic, tonight's topic, violent relationships. Sometimes we're distracted by things that goes around us and not paying attention to what's really going down. Why are we in violent relationships? Why they happen? What's going down? The reality of it, you know, just the whole gambit of it. So that's why we want acapellas. You know, we're going to hit y'all with some deep shit. But at the same time, we want you to listen and hear what we're saying. Not just listen to the noise, but hear. That's why, you know, if you love me in the dark, you know, love me in the light, love me in the dark, she was saying. And just let you know, giving credit to Brownstone that sung that song, one of the early 90s joints. And actually, that was Michael Jackson's group that he founded and produced. You know, so, you know, kudos to the legend. You know, say what you want about him, but the man was a genius in what he did. So, you know, so Mike, you know, let's just jump into it, big dog, you know, so. Without no further ado, let's do what we do. Let's talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, no doubt.
Violent relationships.
Let's talk about it. I mean, violent relationships. I mean, what is your definition of a violent relationship, my brother? You know what I'm saying?
Getting your ass whooped.
because that's actually something we talked about. Violent relationships, okay, if you cover the gamut of it, yeah, it could be a physical abuse.
Correct.
However, there's other parts of that abuse that can. This is where we kind of, you know, my man Mr. Nass and I, we kind of disagree, because he feels like emotional abuse is the same as a violent abuse, and I personally separate the two. Emotional is still abuse, but I tie violent and abusive. Like in the physical form, I don't attach the emotional to the physical. So you know, we kind of go different roles on that. But either way, it ain't no good. You know what I'm saying? Because that emotional abuse. Sometimes bruises go away. Sometimes I mean some guys and girls, I should say, you know they put a beating on people. I mean, to the point where they're never the same again. But those emotional scars are carried sometimes for life. And, I mean, you get to the point, you know, I know people that, you know, they can't sleep with the lights off. That deep. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it can get really deep. It's not just physical. It's also emotional.
No, that's it. No, I mean... I agree, because I think the misconception, and you know, that's when we had a debate about this. You know, not so much a debate, but more of our views on it. You know, a lot of people will automatically say, well, you know, physical abuse or violence in a relationship is physical. You know, and it carries multiple parts. Now, I've seen the argument. I didn't touch her. You know, yeah, I just yelled at her a little bit, or yelled at him. You know, he good or she good.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's still an effect that happens to the individual, you know, because of your actions. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's first dive into the physical part. The physical part of abuse. It happens. That's a reality.
Yeah.
Times has changed over years. I think we kind of got into it heavy about the justification of it, but that's a whole other aspect of the violent relationship. Let's first identify what a violent relationship is. A violent relationship is when your spouse, male or female, is harming you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable. Now, that right there is subject to many court arguments, because a lot of times a man, I'm going to say men, I'm only talking as a man, you know, not saying this goes for everybody. If your shoe fits, wear it. Sometimes a man may, hey, you know, grab the woman by the arm or by the hand. Some women, feel, oh, you're abusing me. Ah, that hurt it. To fit the moment. You see what I'm saying? To fit that moment.
Yeah.
Because they were upset with that person. So they chose to choose that moment to say, hey, you know what? He's being abusive towards me.
Yes.
And here is the man just trying to get their attention. Maybe she's trying to walk out the door. He said, hey, look, babe, I need to talk to you. In his mind or maybe in his actions, that's not being abusive. He may be a strong dude, whatever. You know, so it's physical, from my understanding, my learning, my experience, physical violent relationships is to a point when you're doing physically something to a spouse or another person that you have a relationship with that they're uncomfortable with. Now, mind you, I know some hardcore women. You grab them, they grabbing you back.
That's
like, what?
True
they
that.
Got your collar, too. You know what I'm saying? They're giving it back to you is what you're giving them, and it's not bothering them. Because, you know, they said, look, you know, I grew up, with, you know, hard. But does not necessarily mean it's justified, because it could be a balance in the violent relationship, whereas the two people are so comfortable with being physically aggressive with each other, it's nothing. Now, is that, at that point, is it still a violent relationship, or is it something that you're used to doing with each other? Is it healthy in how they interact with each other?
I mean, when you put it like that, that's a violent relationship. But you do have relationships that are like that, where the man and the woman are just fighting each other all the time. But
and they're comfortable with it. I mean, I'm pretty sure Mr. Jarvis all been around that couple. They just go, nah, he just, and that's just what we do. No, that's just what we do. But is that healthy? You know, I think that's the question. You know, when you get to the point of violent relationship, when is it violent? When is it enough? When is it not enough? Or when is the signs? I mean, this whole topic, man, is so wide. You know what I mean?
I mean, most topics we talk about, Nas, are pretty wide. You know, as much as we try to narrow the scope of it, you know, it's almost impossible. Especially when we start talking about it, we start trying to different avenues. How many times we're discussing shows and, you know, how we're going to cut ourselves. It starts going it grows its own branches, and before we know it, one topic produces 4 or 5 shows or more. You know what I'm saying? Just in the discussion of an upcoming show. So everything we discuss, man, I mean, and that's the point, you know, because we consider ourselves, again, not doctors or anything like that. You know, but we consider ourselves real, you know, down to earth, black men, you know, and we bring it to you real. But yeah, I mean, the violent relationship there, I mean, we can go down a lot of different roads. I mean, I personally,
let's talk about the physical part.
I don't think that's a healthy relationship when the spouse, when they're constantly fighting each other. Me, I don't think it's healthy. Me personally, they're out there. But when it's one-sided, AKA, I mean, we hear more about the men who abuse the women, you know, and that's why we keep prefacing the stuff with women as well, because let me tell you something. I got some family members that was straight whip a man's ass. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to front like it don't go down both ways, because it does. But we hear more about the man. We hear more about the man. Which is another. I mean,
is that where we are in society at this point? Is it always a society or the perception that the man is the abuser in a domestic violence situation? I mean, isn't that the precedent
that's
set?
I think the precedent is set. I mean, even on the news, we only hear about men, like the sports players. We hear about the sports players when they smack their girlfriends, or like you said, you know, you got guys losing millions of dollars because they grabbed their girlfriend and they might have pulled them a little bit, a little bit, and they're crying wolf, some of them, I should say. They're not really being abused. They just got handled a little bit. It's no different than when your child does something, you grab your child. Is that abuse?
But again, But again, Big Dog, now, is that still justified? So maybe that woman didn't want to be grabbed, or didn't want to be touched, or, you know, maybe at that moment, again, she's like, you know what, I know you did this before, but you know what, I don't want you doing it now. Now it's abuse.
But like you said, Nas, maybe the guy doesn't consider that abuse because he's just getting her attention, or, you know, she's trying to walk away while he's trying to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Again, Mike Real is not condoning any kind of physical abuse towards women or men. I'm just simply stating my opinion on some subjects, on this particular subject. I'm just saying.
And now, granted, now, I'm sorry, Big Dog. I'm sorry, because you said something that just sparked something in me.
Okay.
Now, all right.
What did I say?
All right, everybody knows about the situation with Ray Rice, you know, Ray Rice, former NFL player from the Baltimore Ravens. The famous scene, now I'm going to give you two scenarios, the famous scene, whereas, literally, he knocked this woman out. Now, in security surveillance videos, there's everything, you know, they show that. However, they showed him when he knocked him out. Now, granted, they looked at him, this big, you know, big guy, play NFL, he's going against 300-pound men, how he's going to hit this woman. Again, they showed the video. But, however, I've learned in my experience, in my career, there's always two sides. Not justifying anything he did. And again, I'm not justifying what any man do in the woman, because I'm old school. I don't condone it. My brother Mike, but we don't condone it. However, how do we know what happened before that? I'm not saying anything provoked to the situation. Was it alcohol? Was it drugs? Was she fighting him? So forth and so on. You know, there's always two sides of it, you know. But with domestic violence, is just to a point that, one, was there signs before? There's things that lead up to this. Was she in a relationship with this man, knowing who he is? You know, and that's another factor we talked about before, a little bit behind the scenes. When you're in a relationship with someone that have these violent tendencies, you're telling them about it. If you're uncomfortable, set the precedence up front. You know, ladies and gentlemen, please tell your spouse, look, I'm not cool with that. Don't do that. It may go the ugly way, and I don't want to go that way. Say that. You can't use the situation to fit what's natural to you. Then y'all arguing, he's drunk, or y'all getting high together, whatever the hell you're doing. Not saying us, not condoning whatever, but I'm saying, whatever you're doing, you know he's like this, and that's going to agitate his situation or her situation. Come on now. You got to put all that out there. Now, granted, this man lost his job, lost everything, millions of dollars, can't even get on an NFL career. You know, also, there was a relationship where, what's the name, trying to beat the hell out of Jay-Z on the elevator, what's it, Beyonce's sister?
Yeah.
I mean, going to town on him. Video.
Yeah.
She ain't lose no contracts. She ain't lose no contracts. In fact, the negative press helped her sell her album.
That's right.
Jay-Z didn't press no charges. Now, he wasn't asking for it. That wasn't even his woman. But however, there's still a relationship they have, you know.
Exactly.
And it was made. Oh, what did Jay do wrong? What did Jay do wrong? That's how it perceived. Oh, he was talking about another woman or whatever the case was. But once again, it's society how they perceive. And what's the domestic violence situation? We as people, or just you're in a relationship. You ought to have that conversation. That's part of getting to know somebody. That's part of being in the relationship, having them conversations, whether it's financial, whether, hey, look, you know, by the way, listen, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't want you to think, if I touch your hand trying to get your attention, I don't want you to think it's violent. You gotta have that conversation with your spouse, you know, and the spouse, you know, ladies and fellas, if your partner want to talk to you about that, don't look at, oh, are you going to beat me up now? Nah. You gotta have that conversation, you know. You gotta have understanding of the person that you're in a relationship with, whether it's your wife, whether it's your girlfriend, whether it's your boyfriend, whatever the hell it is, or even family members. You know, you gotta have that relationship. Hey, listen, I may grab a little bit here and there. You know, I'm sorry. You know, and if somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, Mike, what do you think? You gotta tell them up front, right?
Yo, I feel you on that, but I'm gonna just keep it gully with you. I mean,
all right.
If I wasn't married, and I'm entering a relationship with a woman or whatever, and she says, you know, when I drink, I tend to fuck niggas up.
Guess what? Wait, first of all, I'm questioning your relationship if you ask me about it.
You know what I'm saying? But
I'm
what
I'm saying
is,
you.
I'm gonna question you, but you know what? That's a serious red flag. And I,
yeah,
you know what? Okay.
I
can't even take a chance. You know what I'm saying? I can't take
a chance.
But I hear what you're saying, Nas. But let's be honest. How many people are gonna do that? Who's gonna be honest and say, you know what?
I know, but that's the roll of the dice. But that's the roll of the dice. You know what I'm saying? And I know that. But maybe that comes with experience, wisdom, so forth, blase, bullshit, whatever. You know, but you have to kind of go through it in order to have that conversation. And I guess, unfortunately, you know, we've once young, we've been through things before. We all have listeners and everything like that. We all been through these things. I guess the main factors in the conversation, Mike, what you just said was the red flags. The red flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and
the
that's
red
what,
flags.
And
let's talk about that real quick before we go to music break.
Okay, I mean, the red flags, that's what you got to pick up. That's what the whole dating and courting thing is all about. It's not just about having fun, having dinner, and, you know, having good times and having sex. It's also a time to really analyze and break down a male or female to see if y'all are compatible. You know, if you're seeing signs of a person, you know, they're getting a little angry, you know, when they're drinking or in certain situations and things like that, and they apologize, oh, baby, it won't happen. That's bullshit. Because if you do it once, this is something you're used to doing. And it may be something you need to take a look at. Okay?
You know what?
Now.
Let's hold on that right there. No, I don't want to go to music yet, but I want to talk a little bit more on that red flag. Because sometimes we, or people in relationships, I'm pretty sure people that's listening can relate to this, and listeners and our followers, anybody, you know, anyone, any relationship, no matter what the age, there's always red flags.
Always red flags.
Some of it's going to be funny, some of it's not going to be funny. Some of it's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Listen, if your man, now I'm talking through experience, we're not professionals, that's my disclaimer, but we're just people that live life and do our life as our testimony, just because we've been around, we've gone through some things. If you can't compliment another person, and he like, what the F you looking at? And, you know, he becomes something different. He cussing at you. And, you know, look at his hand. If his hand tends to twitch, red flag. Get out.
Well, if he got that,
immediately,
he got that look
you
in
leave.
His eye, he got that different look in his eye, you know, that's something you need to take a look, you know. Pay attention to. You know what I'm saying?
Is it the side look, stare, or is that blinking eye? Or or is it that stare, like, you know, for those who don't know who Tiki Barber is, he has this, like, slow blink. Red flags. All right, that's another show. But, Mike, is the stare, the side stare, the up and down stare, the Samuel Jackson stare, or is it just that I'm not blinking, I'm just staring you down? With my nose flared.
I would really look out for that. I ain't blinking, and that side stare.
Did you say I'm not blinking?
That side stare. Yeah, that not blinking, and that side stare with a little, like, you know, and you know how they kind of tilt their head a little bit, like what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would definitely pay attention to that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like you said. There's always red flags. As much as mofos be out there trying to be perfect, you know, they always let their guard down. Okay.
What's another red
always,
flag, bro?
At some
you
point,
gotta hit me with another red flag.
People run the gamut on red flags. I mean,
first of all, if he slaps you and says, oh, I didn't mean to do it,
that
should be immediate.
That's a stop sign. That's a stop sign right there. You know what I'm saying?
You said, damn the red flag and damn stop sign.
ladies and gentlemen, do not, who's ever listened, I just want to keep it real, real, real fucking real with you. If you're in a relationship, male or female, and your spouse puts their hand on you, and then all of a sudden says, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I'm not like this, it'll never happen again, pack your shit and get the fuck out. If you got brothers, call them. If you got uncles, call them. For the males, if you got some sisters, some aunts, or your mama, call them. Let them handle that situation for you. Okay? Because guess what? If you do it once, you're going to do it twice. And if you do it twice, he's going to keep fucking doing it forever. Okay?
Word.
And it's going to get worse. Never believe that bullshit that it's never going to happen again. Because that's nonsense. It's like when you go on a diet and say, I'm just going to have one fucking cookie. You know damn well you're going to eat the bag. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
so don't even fucking fool yourself. Yeah, word up. It's the same fucking mentality. Once it's in you, it's in you. So don't even fall for the bullshit. Go ahead, Nas.
Nah, that's real. That's real. I mean, I got to give another red flag, you know. All right. This, like you said, it's a gambit. I'm just going with some top ones.
Okay.
I guess if the man or the woman has a tendency of disrespecting you in public,
I'm
going to tell you why. If they can do that to you in public, imagine what they can do to you in private. And I need y'all to marinate on that for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Is that more, now you got a preference. Is that more on the, are you looking out now for physical, or you got some people?
But that's the red flags. That 9 times out of 10, you got a violent person on your hands. You see what I'm saying? The 9 times out of 10, you got a violent person on your hands. Because if this person has no respect for you in public, and he's just very blatantly disrespectful to you and everything that you're about. He's going. Imagine what he's going to do to you alone. I mean, I just need you to understand that. You know, people always this is how he talks. Look, all right, that's fine. That's, you know, it's all good. That's how he talks. But please understand, you know, this man has no problem disrespecting you in public. Just imagine what he's going to do to you in private. I mean, I just need you to understand
that.
A lot of people don't get that, bro. But, you know, what we're going to do, we'll drop a song. We'll take it back to that feel-good joint. We're going to come back. The line's going to be open for those just tuning in. Now, my understanding, they kind of took away the indicator, hit one, talk to the caller. So, you know, myself, I'll go behind scenes. You know, Mike will keep the combo going. And I'll ask you want to talk to, you know, join the talk and maybe give your opinion. Then we'll put you back on mute after you give your opinion on the topic. And that's how we're going to do it. You know, if you just want to listen, just let the producer know you just want to listen. If you want to comment on it, we'll chime you in. So so without no further ado, let's drop this song. Let's come back into this. And we're going to talk about, I think what we said, Mike, we're going to talk about, is there justification for violence in a relationship?
There you go.
Are we good with that? There we go.
Yeah,
so let's hear about this classic. Bro.
All right.
Alone.
Yeah, we are back once again. Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nas, and of course, the one and only Mike Real. This segment is brought to you by Shadow World Media Entertainment, providing the best in the music entertainment, event management, and event consultation, as well the affiliation of who, Mike? Who are you affiliated with, big dog?
Rebirth Radio and Rebirth Magazine down there in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We back. Now, we left off, Mike, you know, we left off with justification. However, we got a supporter online. I want to bring her on. She's a supporter. She's a professional woman. So without no further ado, you know, welcome to the show. You know, a good friend and follower, the one and only Miss Sig. What's going on, young lady?
Hey,
how you doing, Miss Sig?
Hot as hell in Atlanta, man.
My man, I had a friend that said it's hot as a fish fry out that motherfucker.
It is. It doesn't make any sense. This is ridiculous. I don't know what we did to who, but it's time for me to go home.
Oh my God, what's the temperature in Atlanta?
I don't know, a million. I really don't. It's probably
you
like 99, that's over 106 or something. Let me tell you, it's 200 degrees outside. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, yeah, it up here we got that Jersey heat with the humidity. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what a million is, but it's hot up here as well. Now, Sig, you heard the topic. Being, you know, a woman, a professional woman of a certain age, what is your, well, I guess it's different ways to look at this. What do you think about, I guess, just violence in relationships? I'm going to just talk about in general, maybe between a man and woman or a spouse or whatever. What's your thoughts on that as a woman?
For me personally, you're not going to hit me unless you die.
Okay.
I don't play that. My first husband, he would walk past me. You know how y'all do and pop me on my butt? I used to pull a knife on him. Don't do that. Don't hit me.
Say, he can't even tap you on the booty a little bit?
I didn't like him like that. He wasn't that good.
That's a love tap. I mean, I do that to my wife all the time.
I would have had to have loved him for that to happen. I didn't like him like that.
Damn, sis.
No. It was not that good. Not going
to
happen.
I would have had to. Ooh,
that's,
okay.
That's another show.
No, yeah, it takes. I am mean by nature. I have very human moments, so I'm not that person you can just hit. Now I can play around. We can wrestle. We can do all that. I'll do that. But I didn't like him, so he couldn't be popping me on my butt when he walked past. But if we're in a relationship and something pop off, it's a couple of things that's not gonna happen in my house. We ain't throwing nothing because you got to replace that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not hitting me because I will dead you. I wasn't put on this earth to be abused. I'm one of those people that can say, my father didn't whoop me, my mama did. But I wasn't raised to think that it's okay. And I never looked for a relationship where this is what's okay because if he hits me, he loves me. No, if he hits you, he hates you. And don't care too much about himself.
Mm.
But what do you? I know you got. You see guys that do that, or women that's in a relationship talking about, well, you know what, he loves me anyway. But you know he's, you know behind the scenes he's whooping that ass, and you know, but he's got all this money. I mean, what do you say to that? You know, for some of our listeners.
You got to put a value on your life, and I value self over anybody's bottom line bank account. So I don't care what kind of money you got. You hit me, you need to pay me to keep from killing you. At that point, it's not about the money. I love me more than I love him. I'm going to always love me more than anyone else. Because if I don't love me, I'll allow people to do things like abuse me.
Let's add an equation. You got kids in the mix now. You got children in the mix. This man is still, but he's providing for those kids.
And
is there any justification to that?
No, there's no justification because what am I teaching my children? You got to think about that. So you have a, say you have a son, you have a daughter, and you getting your brains beat out. They know, kids know what's going on, and 9 times out of 10, he's beating you enough, they see it. So what are you teaching them? You're teaching your daughter it's okay to be beat by a man because, you know, baby, he loved us, and he didn't mean it, and he bought me a bracelet. I'm going to shove that bracelet so far up your ass, you're going to taste it. No. And you're teaching your son that that's okay. You're teaching your kids this is love. This is not love. This is a dysfunction, and I'm not dealing with that.
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about behind the scenes. It's kind of like what we talked about behind the scenes, man, about breaking a cycle. If that's the way this, you know, if like she said, if a son and a daughter seeing this going on, they kind of grow up thinking that it's all right. And most likely, the son is going, I mean, sometimes the son can decipher that this is wrong, but a lot of times, especially if the father stays, but a lot of times he goes on and carries that torch as he gets older. And like she said about the girl, she grows up thinking that it's okay to get beat. You know what I'm saying? It's like a part of life. So, you know, that's when we have to, you know, we got to, you know, she's like a unicorn amongst women because, and I commend her because she's very strong. And a lot of women ain't as strong as she is and kind of deal with this for, you know, financial reasons. Maybe they just feel not, they don't know their self-worth. So they deal with it, you know, again. And I commend her for that because she is definitely different than most of the women out there. Not saying there's anything
but
wrong
with
them.
How do you deal with those? I mean, how do you help those type of women? Maybe they don't have the resources. I mean, how do you help them? I mean, how do you help them?
You can't. You cannot help them. It's like an addict. You cannot help them until they hit rock bottom and want to help them.
Yeah.
I used to volunteer at a women's shelter. And so when women would be in a situation, I'd be like, this is what we can do for you. We can get you out of there. We can help you to get away. And 9 times out of 10, they go back. They go back, and then they call crying, and their face is all busted up. I'm a little enraged, so you might get shot that day. But until she's ready to leave, it's really hard to help them. To me, it took me the longest to say, it's not a matter of if I can understand what they're going through, because I can't. Clearly, I'm not that smart. But as long as they need help, and I'm not that smart to understand why I got to go get beat all the time and think that's okay. So I had to get past that point of going, I would be like, why the hell are you going back? But they go back. So until they're ready to go on their own, you cannot help them. You just can't. They have to make that decision for themselves. You can't determine, okay, Sally, this is enough. You need to walk away. Sally's got to make that determination for herself. That's the problem.
That's right.
That's why it's a continuous cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, I think you nailed it. I know you nailed it because you said something that kind of struck a bulb with me. You said like an addict. It's like trying to break a habit you kind of got used to. And it's funny that you phrased it like that. I never really looked at it from that perspective. It's like an addict. You know, they're used to a certain lifestyle. It became normal. And the kids is used to, like, same way families around, maybe another family member, father, mother, who's on drugs. They've got used to a certain lifestyle in that house. And it takes someone in that house, if not that person, or someone in that family, to break that cycle. And I'm glad that you guys mentioned the fact that how the son can witness and replicate this. And he grows up thinking this is justified. Or the woman, the young lady's thinking that this is the way you keep a relationship. I mean, and I guess at some point, someone has to break that cycle. And that's definitely show about breaking the chain and breaking the cycle that happens in our families. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other show. But I'm glad you said that, Sig. I think that's a good way of looking at it. You know, if you're in a relationship, you keep putting up with it. You know, you're like an addict. You know, you got to want to get the help. You have to want to get the help. If not, you know, it could be the death of you, period.
Yeah, it'll be the death of you, or somebody trying to help you will end up defending them. And I've been in that situation too. Somebody trying to help you end up killing this person, and now they got a case they got to deal with.
Yeah.
Now you're saying at no point there is no justification, right?
There's never justification for you to just be beating on someone. Just because if it was justification just to beat for someone like you guys are saying, because I looked at somebody or I made a compliment, my ass would be dead. not only do I look, I make compliments out loud, and I'm telling him, baby, he got the sexiest eyes I've ever seen. And my husband's like, okay, but I don't care. Cool. You know, it's not a secret. I got issues, you know? But, you know, there's never justification. And as far as just, you know, you beat me because I don't breathe the way you want me to breathe, or dinner wasn't ready when you wanted it ready. And 9 times out of 10, these people that are the abusers, they got a whole bunch of other stuff going on. And so you're their outlet. That's who they're going to take it out on. There's never justification in that matter. The only time, I remember when we were little, my brother beat the slop out this girl in school, and they called my mom. And I thought, okay, he's going to die today because she doesn't play that. He told her, when she pulled her hand back, balled her fist up, and punched me in my face, she became a man, so I treated her like what? She hit him first.
Okay.
I'm grappling with that. You provoked me. You provoked me. You deserve to get your ass kicked. And he told me the other day, he said, you have a bad temper. Your first reaction is to hit people. If you got to remember, when you hit somebody, they're going to hit you back.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, Sid.
And it's funny you said that. We just had that same conversation in justification. You know, when you have women out here, no disrespect to all women out here, you got women that's going to jump in your face. Come on, you know, provoking an altercation. Are you justified in pushing her off of you? She spits on you. Are you justifying your business?
Okay, let me ask you this. Someone spits on you. What's your natural reaction?
My bad.
Can I answer this?
Can I answer this?
Go ahead.
Can I answer this, please? Now, I have full respect for women. I was raised not to put hands on women the whole nine. But I'm gonna tell you.
Stop with the damn disclaimers. Just answer. I spit on you.
If you fucking spit on me, it's on and popping, because that to me is the ultimate form of disrespect, and I can't stand for that.
Exactly. And that's the one thing your mom would tear your ass to pieces if you spit on somebody.
Hell yeah.
I never forget. My mom said, you spit on somebody else and knock all your teeth out your damn mouth. And I'm thinking, damn, I like to eat, so I'm not going to be spitting on people.
I forget where I'm at. I'm like, okay, did this just happen? Next you know, oh, damn, you awake? You good?
I'm not even taking time to wipe your spit off my face, because I'm whooping your ass, and I'm going to use your shirt to wipe my face. That's the way it's going to be.
I am an
assault anyway. So I feel like
I am going to jail.
I'm defending myself.
I'm going to jail that day. I get spit on. You might as well go ahead and call. I'm going to call the cops first, because I'm gone. I know I'm gone. And I'm going to be waiting for them.
All right. Here's another scenario. This is based off a live situation that I personally know that happened. A woman's in the line. She has her child next to her. A woman backs into the other woman holding the child. Child falls and hits the ground. It was a mistake. Is that parent justified in whooping that other woman's ass?
No, because you're going to take the time out to whoop that woman's ass and your child is hurt. You need to find that out later. Get her address. Whoop her ass later. That's what you got to do. But it was an accident. You got to look at the fact that it was an accident. What she needs to be doing is being on the floor saying, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I can take you out to the hospital. She needs to be having a whole bunch of words coming out at 90 miles a minute. Otherwise, my brain is going to be duly noticed. I owe her an ass whooping, and she's going to get it.
Right. And the reason why I asked you guys that, because I asked you that, it may not be a personal relationship between that person, but we deal with different people in the community. It's different relationships and how we respond. And I'm glad you said that, because I've seen people respond to fighting the other individual compared to checking on your child first.
Yeah.
You know, check your child first. You know, they respond, but, you know, hold up, wait a minute, stop. Your child's on the floor. Pick your child up. You worried about fighting and cursing this person out, you know, check your child. Your child's head could have been hurt or whatever. You got to put your pride to the side. I mean, that's why I was asking you, there is justification in certain things. The spinning thing we all agree on. There ain't no way in hell that's going to happen. There's going to be some furniture moving. So are we all on the same page with that? It just got to happen. Now, all right, let me ask you another question now, say, as a woman. Man's like, you know what? He's in public. Or not even in public. You know, you're such a bitch. Is that justification?
What? No, because I'm supposed to
man just called you out your name.
Bitch means with my ass.
Are you hitting him or are you, you know, leaving him alone?
I'm about to fuck him up royally. I'm going to say my famous words. And that's for me, too. You need to run or prepare to die. Because if you just call me a bitch, you don't know me well enough to call me a bitch.
So let me just get this straight, sir. You can't get no booty tap. And you can't call
no
bitch.
No, just him. I didn't like him. Just him. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
Just him. I used to get mad about that. I think about that now and get mad.
Oh, no, God.
I just didn't like him like that. We weren't on that level.
Wow. Why did you get married
to him?
Huh?
Didn't you get married to him?
You know what? I'm gonna say this out loud and I'm saying it in public and I'm saying it all the time. I got married because there was nothing else to do that day. I got married at lunchtime,
what?
Okay? And took my black ass back to work.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh.
When you say really, really, I'm not lying. It's no secret. I tell him that all the time. He knows it. He tells everybody. He said, that happened with no love to slap her in the face. I said, love nor you will slap me anywhere. But we made really, really good business partners. We could run anything together. We could run the world together. We just can't be married to each other. Because I used to look at him side-eyed from the day we got married. I'd be like, what the fuck was I thinking yesterday?
Again, someone's looking at you side-eyed, red flag. Y'all not meant to be together.
If I look at you side-eyed the day after we get married.
She said she got married at lunchtime because wanted nothing else to do. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, we're coming to the tail end to Mike. We I'm sorry. We can give it five. We can go past a little bit more, you know, past eight, you know, because we started late. We can make up that time. So, but I'm interested to hear about red flags from Sig's point of view, from a woman's perspective. What red flags for you? You would think. Oh, see, here we go. What red flags tells you that this man could be potentially a very violent man and you don't want to be with him?
If he's disrespectful toward the females in his family.
Good point.
If your real son, you go to your mother's house, you act a certain way, and your wife gets to tease you about it because that's your mama. If he's yelling and screaming and saying off-the-wall stuff to his mom that he really shouldn't be saying to no woman, he got an issue going on in any female in his family, because men, from the time that they're born, you're raised to revere the women in your family. You take care of them. You know, you pamper them. So if you can't respect the woman that took the time out to have your little stinky ass, you can't be with me. Something's wrong with you, and I'm going to end up killing you. Why would I wait to take that case after this game with you now?
Okay.
I just have to say something about that before you go on with the red flag. See, I respect women, but if you seen me around my sisters, you probably would think I'm an abusive guy. Because when my sisters and I get together,
it's kind of crazy. No, I have brothers and I definitely understand it, but that's a different vibe. It's the vibe you're going to get from their interaction. It's like you guys are saying, if he's saying anything to her in public, we had neighbors one time and I kept saying, damn, they do not know how to talk to one another. Until I got to know them. That is a damn regular conversation. Most loving couple I ever met. They have been married 40-some damn years.
Okay.
I said, because what it sounds like from the outside is totally different than what's really going on. As long as they're not slinging bottles at each other's head, I'm good. Say what you want to say.
So as long as y'all laughing and joking about it. So it's more, you would say it's more of an interaction with the couples that's, you know, it's got to be a good interaction that they have an understanding of each other.
Right.
Would you say that?
They are, because they've been together for so damn long.
I've seen older couples curse each other out. I can agree with that. What's another red flag for you for a person, a man? You know, another red flag that, you know, this dude is not it.
Okay, so you go out in public somewhere with him, and, you know, women have dress, and we know I don't like wearing clothes for real. It's like shopping for him. If you got to hover over me, something's wrong. Don't hover, because that means, you know, you don't want nobody looking. You don't want me looking, because, damn it, I need to look what I do. We got a problem if you constantly hovering over me and got this protective thing where I can't breathe.
Okay. Okay.
That's
so
a red flag.
So he's always like on you, like, you know, it's over you all the time.
Yeah.
Like you was with your sisters back in the day, OP.
Yeah, that's worse. It's worse when other people do it than your brother, but you be trying to kill your brother and get away from him. Trust me, been there, done that. But this is a different. It's a. It's too much. He orders.
Okay, I got you.
He does everything. You really have no say. You're like this little meager mouse sitting next to him, going, "Damn, that's not really what I wanted." And it wasn't one of those moments where it was cute. He goes, "Oh, I tried this before. Let me order this for you. If you don't like it, we can get something else." It's not like that. The lady will have, and this is what she will have to drink. No, nigga, I drink Patron. I don't want no damn wine. I'm not a wino. It's not me. So
right.
It's just things like that. And where, like, if you're in the club together, if we're married or in a relationship and we go to the club together, I need my freedom to move because I like to look, and it's no secret. Don't hover over me where people that I know can't say hello. Or if most of my friends are males, except for two, that's really sad. My friends are male, except for two females. And so if my male friends go, "What's wrong with this nigga?" I got a problem because they see something I'm not seeing.
You just said something. Why is it you saying that if somebody, like the male see something in them, is that, I mean, should you pay attention to that, or are they just hating? I mean, you see what I'm saying? Are they being hating, or do you really take
no.
that serious?
No, my male friends, especially the two I grew up with, if they say, "Check the box," "No, motherfucker, you got to go." Because I've had them since I was 4 and 7 years old, and they've always done nothing to look out for my best. And it's not about a hating situation. It's not a situation where people are saying, "Oh, that nigga just want to get with you." No, because he could have did that a long time ago. We used to take showers together, try again. So, no, if they see something, then I got a problem. And I got a relationship I need to have. Like the husband I was supposed to be married to, when one of them met him, they was like, "Put that motherfucker out." I was like, "Damn, what did he do to you? He just cooked for you." "He's not you." My female friend said the same thing. "Why were you married to this motherfucker?" I said, "I don't know. I had nothing else to do that day. Y'all weren't around."
Mike, what do you think about that?
Those people that you hold, that got to have your back and not going to let you do, say, or act any stupid way, those are the people, and you really respect their opinions. Not these motherfuckers on Facebook thinking they leading a cult. These people that really, really love and care about you. Yeah, that's the show y'all need to have, cult leaders. So those are the people. I respect their opinion. If they say he got to go, I'm like, okay, you know, it's been fun, but bye.
And sometimes it takes another person to see something you may not see. I mean, what do you think, Mike? I know there's been times that we've kind of told each other, "Nah, man, nah, that's not cool."
But
you don't want to come across as a hater too, as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that because, like you just said, sometimes the people, if you're blinded, especially by love, in her case, it wasn't love. It was just something
was
to
sex.
Do.
Keep going.
But,
it was sex.
but if somebody, if you got an outsider looking in and you know it's not about trying to get with me, it's not about hating anything like that. It's just somebody like you can tell me, like, "Yo, Mike, man, that ain't it." And we can sit down and talk about it. You know, you got to be willing to accept that, though. You know what I'm saying? And know that this person is doing it for your best interest. You know what I'm saying? Because
these
you got some people out there.
You got to tell yourself, and you're never going to think of the word. I hate the word hater ever came out, because for me to be a hater, that means you got something that I want. Nobody got shit I don't want that I can't have, including somebody's man. If I want him, he'll be mine. But so I hate that word came out, but these are not the people that you would think of in that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like the two of
you
right. would never think you're hating on each other. You got to stop and you got to take a step and take pause and be like, "Damn, if he see this, I need to step back. We need to sit down and talk about this." That's the way it should be.
Exactly. She's right.
Exactly.
I mean, I have to agree with that, you know, and if you really want to know the truth about somebody, you got to go to that person sometimes, you know, because sometimes, I mean, I have a situation now where I don't agree with something, but I kind of got to let it play out. I kind of know what the outcome is going to be, but it's not my place. You know, I did what I could do in the beginning. Now I just have to let it play out. Now, like I said, I pretty much know the ultimate outcome of it, but, you know, some people don't believe fat meat is greasy, and it's greasier than the motherfucker. So, you know, I just got to let it play, you know, and be there for that person when the chips fall.
Right. and try your best not to say I told you so and do your little I told you so. Damn.
Well, exactly. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Like, I'm trying to tell you this all this time. You know, you don't want to say I told you so, then the relationship between y'all two get violent.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because
if you're real friends, you're going to hide that moment, and then you're going to be like, yeah, you told me, then you're like, you damn straight, but you didn't listen to what we thought.
Yeah, and all you got to do is nod your head, because if this joker Mike or even, you know, Mike be like, I told you so, we're going to start arguing. I told you so. Like, man, we got to say that, man. Shit, I was stupid. But actually, we did have this conversation years ago about a certain person, but, we're not gonna talk about that. But nah, I say, you know, it's a pleasure as always. We're about to wrap it up. Again, you know, I think the fact that, like you said, if you're in a violent relationship, pay attention to the signs. I mean, if it's uncomfortable, get out. If you don't got to even stay in it, you know, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, and like you said, y'all wasn't even on that level. And Mike, we talked about that. Now everybody talked about it, but there was the moment when he said, you know, I'm gonna smack her, you know, on the butt, and he kind of, you know, she checked him. That was the moment. You see what I'm saying? She checked that moment right then and there. And, you know, if you're in that relationship and something makes you feel uncomfortable, say it. And if it's too many repetitions of the same stuff that makes you feel uncomfortable, get out. There's no reason to be in it. If it's too many negatives and you don't feel comfortable, just get the fuck out. Get out. Any closing remarks? What you got, Mike?
You talking
closing
to
Sid? Oh, well, you know, let's say, ladies, just... what you got, Sid, before we close this out?
Don't do that damn ladies first shit. That shit drive me crazy when y'all do that.
Put her last in. Put her last in, Mike.
You know,
we got to give it to you. No, it's all good. But right. Keep that in mind. I'm going to remember that because we're going to make sure you're behind us last on closing remarks.
Not a problem. But I just want to say that if you're in a situation, get out. If you're in that situation where that inner voice is talking to you, quit ignoring your inner voice because the inner voice is there for a reason. Listen to it. Right. Get out. Seek help. There is help everywhere. Find a shelter. Right. Find somebody that cares. There's somebody that's listening to you. Somebody that knows what's going on. Even that old crazy lady next door on that walker, she can help you. You got to get help. Yep. Get out. Especially if you have kids. Get the hell out. Men and women, get out. I know men have got problems too.
I'm not going to talk about that, but that's another show. But I mean, because the court order said I don't supposed to have a gag order. Mike, what you got?
same old Nas. I mean, basically, you know, like Sid was saying, I mean, if you're in one of those relationships, you know, like she said, it's probably an opinion. You're kind of like an addict, and it's hard to get out. But, you know, if you really want to get out, there are definitely different avenues you can go down, different resources you can use to get out. And, you know, take advantage of what's out there. I mean, we all got smartphones, tablets, you know, Google this shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's commercials all over TV, abusive hotlines and different shelters and things like that if you got kids and things like that. I mean, take care of yourself, you know, have pride in yourself and get out and start fresh somewhere else. I mean, you know, don't allow any man or woman to put their hands on you, you know, or like we talked about the mental abuse, because that's just as bad. You know,
no, absolutely.
You know, that's all.
And better yet, how about go live? You know, social media, go live. Put him or her ass on blast. Go live.
Yeah.
If you go live, you'll get out there. You'll have someone knocking on your door. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning into the Unconcealed Talk Show. My man Mike Real, of course, we want to thank, you know, one of our listeners and, you know, loyal followers, the one and only Sid. We appreciate and we love her for tuning in. And, of course, all the listeners. So we're going to see you next week. Well, excuse me, we're not seeing you. We're going to hear us next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Feel free to check us out on Facebook. Like us, your comments, you know, contact us on Shadow Worlds and on Instagram, you know, so just be a part of the experience. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We love you all.